as having, as being very clear, all clay, but there are lots of places around where the land wasn't all that clear. What are they, what did you hear, or have you heard for fences made of the, when they cleared the land?
Well, back in those days, they made or built the rail fence. I don't think that they ever used anything else, only a rail fence.
Well, now, when they were cultivating the land, or trying to, and they cleared the land,
they plowed around the stumps.
Yeah.
So they could get...
But there were stones and so on.
Yeah.
Did they ever make walls?
Very few in this part of the country. You take in the New England states, you will see a lot of stone walls. However, I noticed a few stone walls down to Switzerland County and Perrin County.
Southeastern.
Yeah, we started in at Lawrenceburg and followed the Ohio River clear down. It was a very, very beautiful trip, too, very interesting. I don't know...
That would be. I've never made that myself all the way.
George Needham is a health officer here in Clay County. He's a Terre Haute boy. He lives on North 7th Street, about two squares north of Union Hospital. And he is 29. He's doing some work in Indiana State right now, finishing up some credits that he wanted. Because it'll mean a very, very good job along this work line for him. But we sure would hate to lose him in Clay County, but we're going to, because he, our commissioners don't want to pay the salary that should be paid.
Yeah.
And I don't blame George. But he's an awful fine fellow, and I think a lot of him, and he and I work together an awful lot. So, and he was very much interested in that. That's how I come to make the trip. He wanted to go, and I don't know if I'd... I said, well, George, I'm an old man. You want to go with me? He said, well, I don't. He said, that don't make any difference. I want to go with you, he said. I'd been down on the trip, and I was telling him a lot of things about it.
Sure.
He said, I want somebody along that
knows.
Take me to these places.
Sure. Good. I understand that. That's very good.
But well, we sure had a lot of fun.
I'll bet that's right. I'd like to make that trip, and I never have.
If you,
I haven't traveled as much as in Indiana as I need to.
If you ever go there, on that card is the President Madison Motel at Madison, Indiana. Beautiful place to stay, and you're only about 600 feet from the Ohio River back up on the hill.
Oh, I love that Madison.
Yeah.
I don't recall this particular.
Yeah, well, it's right down on the river, and it's about 600 feet east of the free bridge across there.
I see.
You've been to Madison.
Yes,
since the bridge was across there. Well, it's just about 600 feet east of there. Very nice place. In fact, we decided we wanted to go down to the boat races next July, and we made a reservation the other day.
Oh, is that right? Fine. Good.
I think the gentleman told us we were the first to make any reservations.
while ago you were talking about closet. Now, where you'd keep your, well, some of your kitchenware, your very nice kitchenware. What do you call that?
Cupboard.
Or but the kitchenware itself.
Oh,
the high quality.
The high quality silverware.
And the plates, you call that?
A drawer, you mean?
No, I was thinking of the plates and cups and saucers and so on of quite high quality.
Oh, corner cupboard is quite. Is that what you would
want? Well, I wasn't thinking of the place where you kept it, but of the ware itself.
Oh, silverware.
Yeah.
You referred
to here,
silverware.
Here I'm talking about
the china.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see. I thought you meant what was the name of it.
Yeah. Right.
And where they were kept.
Well,
you know.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is a little bit of a change. Here.
China, or you might say